Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 3. In the kitchen clock, the minutes were counting. Time knew. Whatever it was known, there was nothing more certain than the pendulum. Cyclical. Cyclical, two-dimensional clock keeper. There's nothing more universally misunderstood than the rhythm of time running away with itself. As for the bar, it was the first stool I sat on when I tried to remember what the fly on the wall said the planners had spoken about. Oh, I trick you not. They were in the kitchen, the minister and the tinker, and the pair of them at it in confidence. I've been flying round in circles ever since. It's a relief to have that secret off my chest. There is always night. Ever the reminder sleep will have its way too. 0634. Your elephant comes to you out of the darkness that surrounds your sleep. I have ears for you today. They flop as I walk. For you I tune them to talk. The accents of the tribal chiefs demand interpretation. Believe nothing, trust no one. They are all pulling the wool over your senses. If they had their way with you, they would leave you in knots. Think of the reporters unable to decipher the leads given to them in the car park. Deep throat. Think of me in that vein. Follow the words. When you're confused by words, follow the participles. Ultimately, attach your nose to the letters. This is the land of Om, Rosetti Stone, be that your hope. When the sun rises from illuminating the Netherland, all will be concealed. Elephants speak from the inside out. I'll never leave you alone. I have to put up with a lot of writing. That's simply not good enough. It's prose-like, when it's only the poetic brings me relief. Scratchings from the tip of the nib, garnered from hotel folk, scrabbling for business. Of course, I'll take that sort of agitation. Moleskins are made like women. They receive offerings without complaint at times like these. But deep within, they know the difference between a chancer and an artist. This moleskin will not turn you out if you write with a practicing hand. It's when you massage the same spot over and over, when you overlook the obvious need to alter the rhythm, the rhyme, the reason for the rub of all the entreaties I'll not voice out of the black ink. Do not pour carefully constructed shite that takes an age to come. You may not savour the foreplay of thought, but I savour the raw, freely spun pressure on the page. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I am a teabag born to be drunk. I am the teacup born to warm mouths. I am the fucking water boiled to death. I am the universe. It's time to pour. There is milk waiting in fridge, a plastic carton of light milk purchased. No udders pulled here, no churns, no cream. The children wouldn't know how to pull their milk from teats. The Roman Catholic hierarchy cover up the milking ceremony, lest it distract the faithful from Mary. She would never reveal her sources. I am the fucking water boiled again. In Christ's name, will you pour me out? Can't you hear the child waking? Close the bracket, mind the gap, procrastinate, obfuscate at your peril. Out of the gloom was born the dawn, a copper beach cast against orange, last birds of summer flown. A single crow moves across the glass. Flaps over Glanmire, oak leaves dead, rigor mortis, the seed left hanging, eaten, still as a rest between contractions, the birth of the day progresses in the garden of remembrance, where the slide and trampoline are thrown down. Who was that madman we met on the tube? Which one? There were so many. I slept between them. He gave me his address. Said I'd find us written up. How do you know? He pushed me home, remember? I'm sure he said he'd publish your photograph. Ah, look, forget it. It happens all the time in the underground. End of Canto 3.